Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited to join us today. Before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love the reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I would definitely want to give a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something... You know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier, a little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, Coach.
How are you? Hold on.
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for taking this time. It's kind of a late night for you.
Yeah, I just got home from practice. My voice is shot, but I just got home from practice, and yeah, it's good. I got dinner and let's go. Like, okay. I'm not going to go to sleep. It's perfect.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to, thanks for taking this time out, but I just wanted to kind of go over, cause you're talking about like building programs and setting the program up. And I found myself in a situation, to where our boys youth program for our school is fantastic. It's ran by teachers that have their kids in the program. But I have daughters. So our daughter's program has, it's kind of an afterthought for our school. We have between 7th and 12th grade, there's 2,140 students. For 5th and 6th grade girls, I had a total for rec altogether, we had 40 girls sign up. So I'm just thinking with the amount of students that we have, to only have 40 girls sign up is kind of frustrating.
How many each class? That's not bad, actually. That's not bad.
Oh, so it's not bad. Okay. Oh,
no,
cool.
No. Kind of think. For girls, 40 to 50... So how big is high school?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote that down incorrectly.
Okay.
40 for third and fourth, fifth and sixth. 40 so total.
Total.
Yes.
All right. So that's a little low. That's a little low. That'd be Yeah, that's a little low, but that's not bad. I've trust me, I've heard much worse. And is it worse as it goes up, or is it better at the lower?
Yeah. Well, so I think what, so we, I was really excited to move here about 3 years ago, because I was like, well, let's kind of, you know, if we're going to move, let's take a look and see how, of course, we checked at other things. As a teacher, you would appreciate, like, okay, there's orchestra that was offered. Great. There's a post-secondary offered. Awesome.
Right.
And then, you know, with me being having daughters, I was like, oh, they won their division and finished second in states. This was in 2019. So I'm like, okay, right, this is great. But what I'd learned was there was a core group of parents that got together, kept the girls together, and they did a great job. But now, they've all graduated and they've moved on.
Right.
And now it's time for us to pick up.
Right. Is the boys run by the parents, or is there a separate, or a 501c, or how does that work?
So how it's been kind of a committee, and this was the first year that I was invited to the committee, but I was overseeing the girl side. The committee is overseen by a total of six people. Two of them are teachers that are in the school, as a teacher, just like how you do, they break it down and know how to teach these kids. And they, for their, we call it travel. It's more of like a varsity, because we're local. We're not going to like other states.
Right. Right.
But so the price is $325 to sign up for travel, which, signing up my daughter for an AAU team, that's kind of pretty much the going rate here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
But what I'm finding is the surrounding schools that have more competitive programs right now are about $170 to $190. So what I was thinking of doing is, we don't hold a summer type of camp to where the kids can get together, have right. fun.
Yep. Yep.
I'm happy to put that on. I talked to my boss, who's very understanding about, like, hey, I kind of like to use some of my vacation time to do this. Maybe we can do a little sponsorship. And I'd like to kind of pick your brain on how many kids am I going to need to run. Like, I would like to take the funds and put that towards the girls' travel program, so that way, if finances is the reason why we didn't have any girls coming out, we can put that.
I think that's one of the variables. I think finances is great. Mm-hmm. And you could get that a little bit lower, maybe in the 200s. I think that's probably reasonable.
That was my goal.
The key, I think, and especially seeing, because we run our girls and boys program together. So we have a committee and a board and the head coach, and we kind of run it as one. So I see the girls' side of it. And what I've noticed with the girls' side is you have to, and this is changing. Obviously, you're in Iowa. Iowa basketball is crazy right now.
Ohio, but close.
There's corn. I thought you said
this
Iowa.
Is much corn.
I've got Caitlin Clark on my mind after watching that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's similar. Ohio is similar. You got to hook them. You got to get them early, and the price can increase as they get older.
Yes.
Because So what our girls coach has done is he's done a lot of things with the kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth grade girls. Free, clinics and things to get them so they want to play it, because they're getting pulled by soccer, they're getting pulled by ballet, they're getting pulled by drama, they're getting pulled by swimming, they're getting pulled in 87 different ways. Mm-hmm. And they're going to stay at the one where they find their community. And I think price is more the parent one, but if the kid's saying they want to pay, we obviously have scholarships and all sorts of stuff, but I think if you can figure a way to do stuff, I think the summer thing, you should do it anyway, even if it's not, just because it's a way to hook them in the summer.
Yes.
But I would do that, try to do that year round. You know, like it's the season right now and we're still doing free clinics, and then we'll do free clinics in the spring, and we'll do our camp in the summer, which is more of a razor, and then in the fall we'll do free clinics and we'll do coaches clinics and we'll do like any way that we can get them kind of into it. That's a big part. Then the second part is training the coaches.
Yes. I've learned that. I kind of found my way into this because I had to, I won't say self-taught, because I've listened to your podcast religiously and purchased a few different right. programs right. there. I found that I've helped with a couple of different coaches that, hey, I've never played before. Hey, great. That's how I got my start. And literally, I kind of, you know, based on one of your programs, just kind of like, hey, you know, we got to keep them going. 10 minutes, start here. Don't go any longer than 10 minutes. But there's a lot of sticking to the same subject for a half an hour because they haven't.
Yes. Learned. And the problem is they're going to do what they remember. So you almost got to give them a, you know, like here are the 12 practice plans for the youth kind of thing. Follow this, like be honest.
Okay.
Most, I mean, that's what I would do. I know that's what Bill has done over at Coaching Youth Hoops a little bit. Is it's like, you know, here's the plans. Here's your 18 plans. Go and do those 18 plans. I mean, here's the drills. You can watch the YouTube video, blah, 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 whatever it is.
Okay.
Because what happens is, and I, and here's the analogy is I, when I coach my son in baseball, I mean, I don't know baseball like I know basketball. So what did I do? I did, right. I remember did the stuff that I remembered when I was 10.
A kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, and then you're just going to keep repeating that because you don't know what to do. And then the ones that are more dedicated are going to do a little research. They're going to get in, but it's not, it's going to be a hodgepodge of stuff. And that's what you don't want if you're trying to hook them, because you want it to be fun, especially at those ages. Before middle school, it should be fun, lots of fun. Like everyone's playing, lots of fun. How can we hook them? You know, so there's a sense of community. But that's my guess is what you're seeing is, I'm going to do this one drill over and over. And it's like, that's boring. No kid wants to have hamburgers for dinner every night. Yeah.
Of course not. No. Yeah. And I really like how you said, I think next year is I'm going to get the coaches together. I'd like to find a way to have them all signed up, because just how I got brought in on it, it was, hey, you signed up to be an assistant, but practice is in 2 days.
And we don't have
a coach. So you ready to coach?
right.
So I'd like to see if we can have that ironed out.
The good part is if you can get them together and you get them in a school with a whiteboard, then you guys can sit and brainstorm.
Okay.
You know, that's what, you know, I with my youth coaches, I just sat and said, okay, here's what you should do. Here's what I want you to teach. But what do you have questions on? How can I help you? And then I would go through stuff just randomly, like do this. And then they'd say, oh, well, we're always getting pressed. How do I break that? And I go, well, here's a couple easy press breaks, work on this. Okay. And then here's some skill sets. And so they're going to have, you know, what should we run on offense? What should we run on defense? How should practice look? What happens, you know, third graders, it's not maybe as big a deal, you know,
right.
Zone off, you know, this, what skills should we do? How much, you know, shooting should we do? How much dribbling should we do? Like all those are the questions they're going to have. I've been in those meetings thousands of times, and that's what they just want to know what to do. And if you tell them what to do, that's even better, because then they can just show up and be the adult there. And they probably know enough basketball for coaching that here's what a bonus, that kind of stuff, you know? It's the ones that know nothing that you got some problems with.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'll
rugby coach that doesn't even know, you know, the ball goes into the hoop kind of thing, you know, that doesn't,
you know. There you go. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to kind of roll with that. So I'm going to add to the free clinics year round. What I'll do is I'll get with, I have got a little bit of a relationship started with the girls' varsity coach. So I'll ask him if he can get me some gym time during, because I, of course, summer, but I didn't even think of doing it year round. So
Yeah,
just
and the thing
start.
is, it's like he might even be willing to help, and he might, the varsity coach might have a young assistant that wants to do it too, that wants to be a head coach. Like, that's who I always throw into half that stuff, is I throw my JV coach or my freshman coaches into it. Go do this.
That's what's, when I was writing down like building relationships with coaches, I put in parentheses assistant coaches. Like, do I kind of, I didn't know if game day, you probably don't want people like me coming up to you on game day, like, hey, I've got questions about what I should be doing on Thursday nights. Hey, look, I'm about to be playing
Right,
this team.
right.
Now's not a good time.
No,
So,
but any time is like, yeah. And then if it's not me, I'll get you with somebody that's going to help you. That's it. I mean,
right.
that's the way I would do it. It's like, well, I don't have time this week because we played so and so and so and so. But hey, call my assistant here and he'll help walk you through how to break the zone press or something. I don't know, whatever it is.
Well, right now, you guys have been really helpful on learning these things, and I've my daughter and I have, it's been really a learning experience for us together. So at this time, and I won't keep you up too late here, is I'm going to reach out to the coaches and the assistants, and we are actually hosting a tournament this weekend, and I'm kind of involved in hosting that. So the person who helps schedule the gym times for all
Right.
of their schools, I'm going to talk to him about this, and I don't mind. Of course, if I can get some parents to help with it, that'd be great, but I don't
Right.
mind running it at first and just
Yeah.
getting the kids involved and
Because it'll be
inviting the coaches.
fun and your kids there. I mean, half the time I was doing it, I was dragging my kids along. It's like my wife was happy. It's like, all right, I don't care if you go do it because you're grabbing, Yeah, let's go. Fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then I was the just a lot of competitive games then, so
A lot
not
of fun games, dribble
just
tag, a lot of
okay.
like Pac-Man, all those kind of fun things.
Just
And
all
then
fun.
go to Costco and buy a bag of candy. I don't even know if they sell it now because it's not. And then I just give it out, like, as long as they're not allergic to anything, I just hand it out, and like those little Gatorades and oh, here's a t-shirt. I mean, all that stuff is anything you do like that and fun. Yes. Because you want them to, and like, bring your own ball and bring your own water bottle, and like, because then you're not worried about like, because then that's what's going to happen is then they're going to have to go get shoes and they're going to have to go get a ball, and it becomes this thing, it's like, so then you don't have to worry about that stuff. That's what I always did. It's like, it's just easier. Bring your own basketball, make sure you label it, mom, blah blah blah, and then you're doing dribbling or things like that. It's just, yeah.
Is there a max amount of kids I should have so that way it's not complete and utter chaos? Or
Depends on how
just get
big
as
it
many?
depends on how big a court you're dealing with. So if
Okay.
you're dealing with like your typical elementary gym,
Oh, I might get the intermediate. Maybe. We'll see.
yeah. So if you're in an elementary, I'd keep it like 15-1, and I would just do more sessions
15
if
to
you
1.
fill up. You and 15, if you have another adult, you could probably, but you're not gonna want more than 30 kids in an
And one,
elementary. Yeah. But if you get to an intermediate or a bigger middle schoolish, and you maybe have more baskets, then you can probably go to 30-ish ish.
Okay. No, that's the answer I was looking
And
for. 15 to 1 ratio makes sense.
the best part is say no. Like, oh, sorry, we're full this time. Let me get your name. We'll put you in next time. It's like, oh, it's the scarcity rule of like, we filled up. You better get in before we fill up. Blah blah blah.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it works, trust me.
Awesome.
And then I would do it initially free.
Okay.
And then just to get the word out.
Yes.
And then eventually I would start charging a very minimal part, like $5 or something per session or something like that. Something so that no one thinks about it. It's less than a cheeseburger. What I've noticed, I'm a stats teacher, what I've noticed is free They get home, dinner's not done, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we just won't go. But as soon as they put something into the pot, even if it's a little bit, it's like, oh, we paid for this. We better go. So initially, I've always recommended free because it gets the word out, blah, blah, blah. But eventually, it's like, and again, you can give it to the booster club. You can do whatever you want. It's not about making money. You can give
right.
T-shirts away. But it's more that money causes them to be a little bit more committed.
Yes.
They got skin in the game, is basically. But when you're
stuck. Do you have them pay via an app? Like via an app, or just have the kids bring $5?
Yeah, I usually don't like. So we're going to do these 5 Saturdays. So it's $25. You got to pay the whole thing. You know, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is. Yes, I mean, checks are kind of the way of the dinosaur. I still do that a little bit with my camps just so I keep track of it. But I mean.
But Zelle and Cash App?
Yeah, or Venmo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I tend to use Venmo the most, but that's just because high school kids use Venmo and college kids use Venmo. But
that's fair.
Yeah.
Zelle's yeah, I'm literally the only person I know that uses Zelle. That's because of Chase Bank.
It is. Okay. It's well, the bank or the older, you're in the demographic that would use Zelle more. I'm old too, but the only reason I use Venmo is because my kids are in college and that's how they want their money. You know, it's like Cash App's pretty good too. But anyway, yeah. So I would give options. PayPal, people, who cares? It doesn't matter, you know. But something for skin in the game, and then you get their information and then you can get reminders and hey, then yes. We got start that whole spreadsheet thing. Cause that will be like, hey, remember we're going to have summer camp, blah, 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 you know, and I'll give you something. Cause I'm just starting to think summer camp stuff's got to, if you're serious about summer camp, it's in the next month.
Next month. That's when I got to get it ironed down and.
Before people, spring break, because okay. I'm just telling you, it's weird, but the stats teacher, because the moms and dads want to know what's going on from June to August, and they don't wait till May. So spring break is the latest you got to start doing the push, and that's even late, because they're already, they're going to soccer camp there, and they got archery over here, and they got swim lessons over here, and
excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, so sooner the better. I always like to be the first in the mailbox if I can, or the inbox or whatever.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm going to do that. This has been very informative. This is exactly what I was looking for, because I didn't want to go. A lot of me learning how to do this has been stumbling, and I was hoping to talk to you and not stumble through some of this.
No, it's helpful. And you can send me an email. I can, like, hey, if you have questions, I can answer that 2 seconds, too. No worries.
Perfect.
No worries.
Okay.
Because yeah, I'm sure there'll be some other ones.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm gonna do this, get it started, get a good reputation. We'll have them come out for free the first one or two times. And I think that'll help with the people coming out in the summertime. And then, hey, we'll rebuild our reputation a little bit because the reputation was hurt for various reasons.
Right.
And I think that'll really in of itself.
Yeah, and it's a short memory. Kids don't care. It's either way, it's good. Good things and bad things, short memory and that kind of stuff. Because the kids want to just play. Yeah. The parents don't know. Yeah.
Excellent. All right, Coach. Awesome. Well, awesome. I really do appreciate your
no
time
problem.
Tonight.
See ya. Right. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. No matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify, we love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.